The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And we have some breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So great to be back in Memphis, Tennessee at our flagship radio station, KWAM. It was a great road trip. Round two coming up this weekend, actually tomorrow. And we'll tell you a little bit about some of the sights and the sounds, the things we saw out there. I will say this, I am very encouraged by the midterm elections. I just have a feeling if the excitement level, the enthusiasm level in the state of Georgia is any indicator, I believe that we are going to have a very, very, very good November for conservatives. And if it's a good November for conservatives, it's a great November for America. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But I do need to get to this breaking news. In my fingers, Grace Baker just handed me the breaking news alert. It appears that Martha's Vineyard is now deporting the illegals. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news from Martha's Vineyard. The illegal aliens, and by the way, if you listen to the mainstream media coverage, as I was driving back across the states of Alabama and Mississippi, if you believe the mainstream media coverage, I just thought there were, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens that have been dumped in Martha's Vineyard. Which, by the way, is not necessarily a bad thing in my estimation. But it turned out to be only about 50 people that were sent there to Martha's Vineyard, and the rich white liberals got triggered. Now, I want to try to approach this from the mindset of the rich white liberal who lives in Martha's Vineyard. Now, these are the people that are out there telling all the rest of us that we are not diverse enough, we're not tolerant enough, we're not our skin shade is not dark enough. I'm trying to find a nice way to say it. That's why I was hemming and hawing. All the while, these people are lily white liberals. I mean, these people, the only blacks, the only people of color on Martha's Vineyard, besides Barack Hussein Obama and his wife, Mrs. Michelle Obama, would be the help. And this is the way the liberals work. And I'm going to do my best to explain why the liberals are in such an uproar. Because, again, you would think that the rich white liberals, this would be like Christmas Day for them. Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses illegally crossing our borders, yearning to breathe free and to steal us blind. That's what's on the Statue of Liberty. I think the other part didn't make it. The tablet's only so large, but there was a dot, dot, dot. And that's what it said. Anyway, all that to say, the rich white liberals, you would think they would be welcoming all of the illegals to come into their homes and to stay in their seventh, eighth, and ninth bedroom, to welcome them around the dinner table, to share a delicious meal of kumquats and arugula salad and whatnot. But in reality, ladies and gentlemen, the rich white liberal only thinks of the black and the brown man as the person who goes and picks the arugula, who goes and picks the kumquats. they don't want to actually sit around a dinner table with them. And that has been the mindset of the American liberal and specifically the American Democrat for generations. In reality, and what have we talked about on this program for many years now? Whenever, you know, the Democrats are out there and they're accusing you of being a racist or a xenophobe or a homophobe and all. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. When in reality, they are the ones who are guilty of those transgressions. Republicans, by and large, are not racist. I would say, I mean, going all the way back to the Civil War days, Abraham Lincoln. I mean, this go back to the Civil Rights Movement. It was the Republicans on Capitol Hill that were pushing through the civil rights legislation, when in fact it was the Democrats, the rich liberal Democrats, who did not want to give blacks the right to vote in America. I mean, this is the reality of it. And yet we have a stupid mainstream media, and I don't mean to call them stupid. They can't, I say they can't help themselves, but you know what? I mean, they were raised to be stupid. They were educated to be stupid. And I've got a great story about that coming up a little bit later. But by and large, you've got a stupid media, and they're only saying what they're being told to say, and they're spewing talking points. They probably don't even know any Republicans. And they're out there accusing us of being all these horrible things, when in fact it is the rich white liberals who are in fact the most racist of the bunch. And right now, we're getting to see that play out in real time. I love what Ron DeSantis has done here. I love what Doug Ducey and Greg Abbott are doing. It has to be done, but my concern is that they ease up, and you cannot ease up. I say we need to send even more. I was shocked when I heard that the people of Martha's Vineyard discombobulated by the arrival of only 50 illegals. Why not send 50,000? Or, you know what? Okay, well, let's send 500. We'll do it in increments. But why not just completely overwhelm these people? And you've got folks out there like Hillary Clinton, and you've got the mayor of Chicago, the Beetlejuice chick. You've got the lesbian press secretary up at the White House, Jean-Pierre. And they're all talking about how this is a humanitarian crisis, human trafficking. Oh, yeah. No, Hillary Clinton actually accused Ron DeSantis of human trafficking. Take a listen.
I think, Joe, you have laid out the craziness of the time in which we're living, where some politicians would rather not only have an issue, but exacerbate it to the extent of literally human trafficking, as you said. And so many other Americans, I happen to believe still the majority of Americans, are good-hearted and generous. And when people end up on their doorstep in need, they're going to respond. They're going to feed them and house them.
Kyle, I don't like to talk about the technical aspects of the Todd Stearns radio program, and you do a terrific job. But is there anything you can do to maybe muffle Hillary's voice so it's not so shrill? My earlobes are pulsating right now.
How do you think I feel having to grab all this stuff?
I know.
I try my best.
I know you do. I know you do. It's difficult. But thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. You know who I've always felt bad for? Bill Clinton. I don't know why, but if you had to wake up to that every morning, yeah. Yeah, maybe you'd go Beetlejuice too. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So Hillary says, oh yeah, it's human trafficking. He's smuggling bodies into Martha's Vineyard. Well, let's just take us back on a little time machine trip back to 2021, when you had Joseph Robinette Biden, and when he wasn't sniffing the little girl's hair and he wasn't encouraging little children to rub his leg hairs, what was he doing? Joe Biden, the president of the United States, was actually loading up jetliners filled with illegals, and he was flying them to Florida. Then they were offloading all of these people. We're talking more than 70, ladies and gentlemen, more than 70 plane loads of illegals that Biden intentionally sent to Florida because he wanted the people of Florida to suffer. And what did they do? They got off those planes, and then they got on taxpayer-funded buses, and they spread the illegals all over the state of Florida. That's what Joe Biden did. I didn't hear anybody talking about human trafficking. I didn't hear anybody talking about a humanitarian crisis. And what about the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who are crossing the border and inundating American border towns? What about those people? What about those people? Don't they deserve a little bit of relief? Where are the rich white liberals when all of these illegals are coming across, raping people, pillaging and plundering, causing all sorts of crime and mayhem, bringing drugs over? Where's the outrage there? Well, there is none. But now, thanks to these Republican governors, we get to see the hypocrisy of the liberals in real time as they now begin to deport from their sanctuary cities these illegal aliens. And I thought that was the whole point. They took the moral high ground, did they not, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, we're just going to open up our doors and our borders to these beautiful, wonderful human beings. We're all citizens of the world, not just the United States of America. Come unto us, all ye who are illegal. Okay, well, they showed up, and now they're getting the heave-ho. All right, we got to take a break here. I say send more illegals to these cities. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. Y'all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, our good friend, wants to give back exclusively to our listeners. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. You better order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable, and they have a cool, crisp feel. And they come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so you better order right now. Call 1-800-986-3994 and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-986-3994. Or you can go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS.
What I could say, and I've been very clear, it is a political stunt. That's what we're seeing from governors, Republican governors in particular. And it is a cruel, inhumane way of treating people who are fleeing communism, people and we're not just talking about people, we're talking about children, we're talking about families who are promised a home, promised a job, put on a bus, and, driven to a place that they do not know. And it is a cruel thing to do.
Well, so there you go. There's the lesbian White House press secretary, Corinne Jean-Pierre. And you know who I would love to? Grace, let's try to get the director of the Chamber of Commerce and the Department of Tourism for Martha's Vineyard on the phone. I want to find out if that's really true. Do they really believe that sending people to Martha's Vineyard is cruel and inhumane? Maybe they could put that on, like, I don't know, one of those spoons, you know, the collectible spoons you get at the Stuckey's on the roadside, you know. Visit Martha's Vineyard. We're cruel and inhumane. Hey, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's start in Massachusetts. Andrew on the line. Andrew, what say you?
Hey, Todd. I'm hearing more people say that Eric Erickson looks more like an...
All right. Good for you, Andrew. Folks, every now and again we get these prank calls. It's some sort of a weird, like, left-wing pedophile. I don't know what it is. But apparently these people stay in their mother's basements and do Lord knows what. It's very bad. So Andrew may or may not be one of those individuals. Let's go to Maine, WLOB, Webb on the line. Webb, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Well, I just think that seeing that they deported these poor people, that maybe what was sent, the people sent weren't diverse enough. So maybe we ought to send about 250 and plant them right in front of Barack Obama's house. With that big piece of property, he sure could take care of them.
Yeah, look, there was somebody from Martha's Vineyard. I want to play some audio for you, Webb. This lady was, I believe, in charge or is in charge of the homeless department there on the island. Let's take a listen.
So, what are the most difficult challenges right now?
The difficult challenges are at some point in time, they have to move from here to somewhere else, right? We don't have the services to take care of 50 immigrants, and we certainly don't have housing. We're in a housing crisis as we are on this island, and so we can't house everyone here that lives here and works here. We don't have housing for 50 more people.
All right, so Webb, here you go. We've got the housing director there saying, we don't have any place to put these 50 people. Webb, there are dozens and dozens of empty mansions right now on that island.
God, I know, all over. But Webb, here's the other thing, too. They could set up a tent city on Barack's 29 acres.
Or better than that, Webb, Obama's got 10 bedrooms in that multimillion-dollar seaside mansion. You probably get 5 or 6 apiece in each of the rooms.
Yeah. Well, listen, Todd, you have a good one. Thank you for listening.
All right, Webb, appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. Do you think we should keep this up, folks? Should we continue to drive the buses, fly the planes to these bastions of liberalism and just dump all the illegals off? I think there ought to be a 24-7, like, there ought to be like a caravan. That's what I think ought to happen here. Let's go to North Carolina. Frank on the talk station. All right, Frank, what's on your mind?
I would just like to make a quick comment, Mr. Todd, about the statement Hillary Clinton made about how Americans are good people and someone shows up at the doorstep, they'll house them and they'll feed them. Well, I will put up the first $300 to someone I help list 20 people to Miss Hillary Clinton's house. Drop them off and see if she'll house them, if she'll feed them, if she'll take care of them. And the other comment people are making is the Republicans are shipping these poor people to places they don't know. Well, look, they're coming to a place they don't know anyway.
Well, Frank, that's a brilliant, you know, I was thinking the exact same thing when I heard that argument. Oh, these poor illegals, they're crossing a border, coming to America, and they have no idea where they're going. Okay, well, don't come to America.
Bingo. And then I'm a God-fearing man, and I do feel for them. But do it right. Do it legally. Come here legally. And not by the millions, not by the thousands. Stop the fentanyl. Stop the gang members. We got to protect our citizens first. We're housing them. We're feeding them. We're giving them cell phones. And we got veterans that died for us, that are maimed and hurt and scarred for life, that protect our very, very freedom. And they have to have an act of Congress to get their medicine.
Frank, it's appalling. We are, the amount of money that we are spending on these illegals, the amount of money that we're sending over to take care of the Ukrainian military while our own veterans, while our own people go without, it's criminal. That's what it is, flat out criminal, and we've got to stop it. Frank, appreciate the call. God bless you. To that point, we're getting word now that the illegals are, in fact, or have been deported from Martha's Vineyard. They were placed on buses, and they're being shipped over to the Joint Base Cape Cod. So that's a military base, Joint Base Cape Cod. We also understand, this is from NBC News, 125 Massachusetts National Guard members have been activated to help deal with the crisis of the 50 illegal aliens. Now, I want you to understand the hypocrisy here. Joe Biden has done nothing to address the 4.2 million illegal aliens who have crossed the border and flooded the small towns and communities in Texas. 4.2 million illegals, and Biden has done nothing. You got 50 that are dumped off in Martha's Vineyard, and now it becomes some sort of a crisis akin to Russia invading Ukraine. We're going to be taking your calls on this. Got to take a break, though. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are so glad to hang out with you on this Friday edition of the program. Long drive last night back to Memphis, the 901. And Grace Baker, I was stopping. It's Interstate 22, which is a fairly new interstate, so it's like 100 and something miles of pretty much nothing but trees.
Oh, wow.
So when you're driving between Memphis and Birmingham, there's really only one place to stop off and get gas and, you know, get something to eat. And it's, I think it's over, I can't remember the name of the town. But anyway, they've got a Cracker Barrel there.
Of course.
And they've got a gas station and I think a Burger King and a Huddle House.
Okay.
Have you ever been to the Huddle House, by the way?
You know, it's kind of like Waffle House, isn't it?
No. You see, Huddle House used to be a step below the Waffle House. But now they've really done a nice job and done a big renovation,
see,
all that kind of stuff.
If I had to choose, though, I'd go to Cracker Barrel.
I like Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel sort of hit or miss these days.
Well, since they introduced the vegan meat or whatever.
And the booze. And I think the reason they introduced the booze is to take people's minds off the fact that the food is not as good as it used to be.
Fair enough.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Fair enough.
Anyway, I'm pulling in to get some gas, and I thought, you know what? I see you guys drinking these monster drinks all the time.
Oh, the Celsius energy drinks.
Yeah, the monster. Yeah. And I was exhausted. I've been driving. It's like 70, 80 miles from Atlanta to get up to Gainesville to do the show. And then I have the speaking engagement. So I was a little tired.
Just a bit.
But I had to get back here so I could hang out behind the beautiful, big, huge microphone at the broadcast center. And so I stopped off to get, I didn't even have a chance to eat at the Huddle House because I wanted to get back home. So I pulled into the little, whatever it is, the gas station there. And, I was going to do the Buc-ee's.
But that's what I was about to ask.
The thing is, it's so busy. I feel like I'm going into a Walmart on the side of the road with the Buc-ee's.
It is very popular.
So I get one of the monster drinks, and I'm getting back into the car, and I'm just tired. I need to drink this thing.
You hadn't had anything to eat either.
Hadn't eaten.
Which is not a
good thing. So I'm fairly occupied. All of a sudden, someone is banging on the window. And I thought, it sort of startled me, and for a moment, I thought, oh, great, I'm a dead man. I thought it was the FBI. I thought it was the FBI tracking me down in the middle of, in Alabama. I mean, if they got Lindell at the Hardy.
That's true. Nowhere is safe.
They could get Stearns at the Huddle House.
What a headline, but continue.
So anyway, and then when I looked over, the guy wasn't in a uniform, so I thought, oh.
He's undercover.
I'm in trouble now. So anyway, I roll down the window. And the guy goes, "Are you Todd Stearns?" I thought,
"No."
Oh yeah. Oh yes. So I said, "Yes, I am." And I was about ready to hide my cell phone. I was trying to hide the cell phone because I thought it was the feds. But it turned out to be one of our listeners from Arkansas.
Wow.
And he said, "I told my wife that was you walking out of that store." And so he had the whole family with him. and they were heading off to some sort of an event in Georgia, of all places.
Oh, okay.
So after
false alarm,
after my heart stopped beating a million miles an hour, I thought, "Wow, that was pretty cool." Just you
that
know,
that is a happy ending.
Randomly get stopped in the middle of nowhere, Alabama, and live to tell about it.
That's a good thing.
That's all.
Yeah. The question is, did you drink the Monster Energy drink?
I did, and let me tell you something. Normally, I have to stop to get coffee between that stop and Memphis. Yeah. Didn't have to do it.
I'm telling you, but especially if you hadn't eaten anything, that sucker hit you like a ton of bricks, and you're like, I'm ready to go run a marathon, and then you crash.
I was driving 90 miles an hour and didn't even realize it. I'm like, why am I passing all the Dodge Chargers? What's going on out here?
It's the Monster Energy drink.
It was pretty impressive. All right, so anyway, all that to say hello to all of our great friends. If you're going to stop me in a gas station, just give me fair warning before, you know, maybe wave or something, get my attention.
Maybe we need like a code word like sweet tea.
Sweet mercy.
Sweet mercy.
Or Jeezaloo. Like,
okay, they're safe.
Code name Jeezaloo. That'll be the FBI sting operation on
me. Yeah, exactly. Moving in on the sweet tea.
We waged Operation Jeezaloo on news anchor Todd Starnes.
The tea has left the kettle.
Tea has left the kettle or the jug. Thank you, Grace. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Robert on the line, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Robert wants to weigh in on what we should be doing with these illegals. All right, sir, what say you?
Well, geez, the loot, Todd. Actually, my thought is, I think it's very generous of the governor to send those folks up to the street Kamala lives on, since she obviously can't find the time or the money to make her way down to the border herself. So this will at least give her a little view of who's coming in.
So instead of her going to the border, you're saying we should bring the border to her. And I look, I'm with you. I think that's a very generous thing that the governors have done.
It makes sense to me.
It makes perfect sense. It does, Robert. All right. Appreciate the call and great hearing from you and all of our great listeners over in Statesville. 844-747-8868. I want to play some. Where is my audio list here? I want to go back and play some audio from yesterday. Again, you've got people out there freaking out over the fact that Republicans are now playing hardball, including President Biden himself. Cut number five.
Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless. And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border. We're working to make sure it's safe and orderly and humane. Republican officials should not interfere with that process by waging these political stunts. It's long overdue for Senate Republicans to come to the table and provide a pathway for citizens, for dreamers, those in temporary status, farm workers, and essential workers. We need to modernize our laws so businesses get workers they need and families don't have to wait decades to be brought back together. It's time to get it done.
You know, he really does sound like little Hitler, doesn't he? I don't mean to be. It's just the voice. It's the grating voice. What is it with the grating voice and the Democrats? This is a very mean-spirited, nasty guy. That's the voice you just heard, by the way. But the border is not secure. The border crisis has only gotten worse. 4.2 million people that we know of. And most of them are being taken care of by taxpaying citizens in those border states. Let's go to the great state of Oregon. KYKN, our affiliate there. Colin on the line. What say you?
I was just wanting to address the comment that the White House press secretary commented on about the illegals being bused and not knowing where they're going. You've already touched on that. But the other point was that they're fleeing communism.
Yes, she said that they were actually running away from communism. Of course, we have no idea if that's true, and for the most part, it's not, because most of these people are coming from Guatemala.
my point thought was, if they agree by saying that communism is bad, and thereafter that this administration seems to be implementing socialism and other aspects of communism here in the United States, why it seems like they're admitting some of their own failures.
Yeah, I think that is a fair assessment. I saw someone posted an item suggesting that maybe it was unfair to send the people fleeing communism to a pro-communism state like Massachusetts.
As we listen to them, to these talking points, they argue our points for us, and I am hoping that more and more people will continue to listen and understand that their reasoning is incorrect, and it's not the best for America. And one last thing, the concern about, you know, if we do bust the illegal immigrants and spread them throughout the United States, you know, by sending them to Washington, D.C. and New York and Chicago, that is a concern of mine, and now they're getting deeper and deeper into the United States.
And that's a fair concern that you have. The reality is they've got to go somewhere. And I think the Republican governors are not just scoring political points, they're illustrating very clearly for the American people what life has been like for those border towns and those border communities. Ultimately, Colin, I think we've got to secure the border, and we got to get all of these illegals back on the other side of the border. And until that happens, we're going to continue to have this crisis.
Yeah, I agree. I just was just astounded by the way she almost made our talking points for us. You know, it's... we need to, there again, that back to that adage that we really need to wake up as American citizens, all of us, it doesn't matter which affiliation you're with, and understand what is happening to our country.
Colin, good call, sir. Give us a holler back one of these days. 52% of likely voters approve of Texas moving the illegals to sanctuary cities. That's according to Rasmussen reports. Only 25% strongly disapprove. I love it. By the way, Telemundo, so they've got every Spanish-speaking TV network in the country, now at Martha's Vineyard reporting, and one Spanish TV reporter says that the residents are privately saying the illegals have to go. So they don't want to say this in front of the cameras, but they're telling people behind the scenes, off the record, that the illegals, they got to get out of there. And again, I just find this amazing that you have this much outrage and horror and triggering because of what, 50 illegal aliens. Could you imagine if DeSantis had sent 500 or 1,000 more, which he ought to do, by the way? These people should be inundated. That's what needs to happen here. They should be inundated. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, we're going to be going to your calls. Got to take a quick break here. You know, I mentioned our good buddy Mike Lindell. He is facing a war against the federal government, and he needs our help. One of the ways that we can do that is by heading over to the MyPillow.com/Starnes store. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And buy yourself some MyPillow products. And Mike has all sorts of great deals and opportunities. Of course, we're having a huge sale this week on the Giza Dream bed sheets. Normally, it's a lot of money normally. But Mike has great sales, $29.98. You're going to be able to get those sheets for just $29.98 with my promo code STARNS. Again, the Giza Dream sheets, the MyPillows, they come with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to want to get these pillows right now. You can give them a call, 800-986-3994. Use the promo code STARNS or go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. Click, and again, MyPillow.com/STARNS, promo code STARNS. Uncle Tom 2 is the eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Todd Stearns here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historical footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, and the NAACP's sinister agenda. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone with Brandon Tatum and Vody Bachum and Chad O. Jackson. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD now at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com, SalemNow.com. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today on this Friday edition of the show. Hey, let's go to the phones. Pat in Mississippi, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Hey, Pat, how are you today?
I'm great, Todd. Thank you. Yes, I wanted just to mention that I just called the state of Florida and spoke to the governor's office and talked to one of the representatives that answers the phone for Ron DeSantis. And I just wanted to encourage people that are listening to you to maybe give the state of Florida or also Governor Greg Abbott in Texas a call and just kind of let them know how much we appreciate what they're doing in their own state. And I would actually even be willing to help send some money to help them in this transportation of these people to other parts of the country that really need to see it for what it is. So that was really all I wanted to say. I think that we should send 50 buses instead of 50 people. And maybe that way they'll really see what, you know, the people in Texas have been dealing with, and they're limited in their resources. They can't deal with the numbers that are coming over the border. And I just think that we need to let those governors know how much we appreciate doing what they're doing.
Pat, I think this is a terrific idea, and I'm curious, were you able to talk to a human being, and what did they say?
Well, actually I was, and unfortunately, you know, I've had a lot of experience calling my politicians, and I was very pleased that they put me on hold. I didn't mind. I'm doing paperwork, so I sat there while I did my paperwork and waited on hold about 10-12 minutes until someone actually picked up. But instead of just sending me over to an answering machine, which is what happens in most of these states when you call, like Kentucky, you know, to complain about Mitch McConnell, you just kind of get put on hold. But actually, they answered, and she took my call, and she's very nice and was very complimentary of the fact that I took the time to call the governor's office. So that, you know, that speaks to the fact that he's a very successful governor when you actually listen to people, even people that aren't even from your own state.
Pat, I'm with you on that. I can't even find the telephone number to call the governor of Tennessee, and he's a Republican, a Mitch McConnell kind of a Republican. But it's hard.
Yeah. Well, it is hard, but I think that, you know, that's something we have to take the time to do. I have all these different politicians on my speed dial, and we have to pick up the phone call. And if you remember, Ronald Reagan was a big fan of letting your elected officials know. And it's frustrating, but I think it's something that is something that we really need to do, because, you know, they have some that don't listen to us. But I'm very thankful that DeSantis is one man that does listen. And so you might just tell everybody to pick up the phone. It's very easy to find their phone numbers.
Pat, just did that. You just told all of America, and I know people are gonna do exactly what you just did. And we want you folks, when you do call DeSantis's office or Greg Abbott's, give us a call and let us know what they had to say, like Pat did. And Pat, Pat, do you have a copy of my book, Culture Jihad, by any chance?
Oh, no, I don't, but I would love to have one.
All right, Pat, we're going to put you on hold, and you did a good deed for America today, and we want to return the favor. I'm going to send you a signed copy of Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. I think you're going to enjoy that book, and we're going to put you on hold, and Grace will get all of your information. If you're on hold, hang tight, and we're going to get to your calls today. We are intentionally light on guests today because we suspected you folks would like to have your say on these crazy stories. But again, the breaking news, Martha's Vineyard, the rich white liberals deporting the illegal aliens, and now they're being housed at a military base. The National Guard was called in. Meanwhile, 4.2 million illegals have crossed our southern border, and Biden has not done anything to stop the invasion. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be taking your calls. Hey, by the way, head over to toddstearns.com as well. Download our podcast, also our free newsletter, so you and your family can stay informed. We'll be right back, America.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So happy to have you with us today. Hope you're doing good wherever you might be across America. So look, wow, we had a great visit to the state of Georgia, and our friends over at WDUN, great host, great hospitality, and just had so much fun meeting so many of our listeners out there, speaking yesterday at the Family Research Council's Pray, Vote, Stand conference. Governor Mike Huckabee was one of the keynotes last night, and I spoke yesterday morning, and we just had a great time. You know, Family Research Council doing some incredible work and truly mobilizing Christian conservatives to get out and vote. And, you know, that's been a big problem. It's not so much that Republicans are not voting. It's the Christian Republicans are not going out to vote. And as a result, they're staying home. Family Research Council is trying to fight back against these woke evangelicals, as we call them, these churches that say Christians should not be engaged in the political process. And so anyway, yesterday I'm giving this speech, and I inadvertently triggered a bunch of these intellectuals on social media. And it's beyond me. I did not anticipate this particular part of my speech causing such angst. But anyway, I told people that, you know, because there's this big debate, did the founding fathers mean for our nation to be a Christian nation? I contend, yes. I believe that our founding fathers believed we should be a Christian nation. Now, does that mean that everybody who lives in America has to be a Christian? No, it does not. Does that mean that everybody who lives in America has to go to church on Sunday or Saturday? No, it does not. Does that mean, Todd, are you telling us that you believe that everyone must belong to a church? No, I do not. But under our form of government, which was created through our founding fathers reading the teachings of the Judeo-Christian traditions, they crafted founding documents that are not just flavored, but are rooted in Judeo-Christian teachings. And it's the only form of government in the world where we actually, all of us here, have civil liberties. And the reason for that is because of the teachings of the Holy Bible. So, yeah, I believe we're meant to be a Christian nation. Because under the auspices of a Christian nation, you can be anything you want to be without fear of persecution. You can be a Christian. You can be a non-Christian. You can be Jewish. You can be Muslim. You can be Hindu. You can be Buddhist. You can be an atheist or an agnostic. You can be a godless heathen moron. It's okay to do that because we are a Christian nation. So anyway, I was trying to explain yesterday in my remarks why we were facing the turmoil in the nation that we're facing right now. I mean, everywhere you turn around, folks, there's another dumpster fire burning. And I shared a quote from our second president, John Adams. And it's not the first time I've shared this quote. As a matter of fact, it's a regular part of what I talk about when I'm out on the road speaking. And the reason why is so many people do not know anything about our founding fathers. And it was John Adams who said that our Constitution is wholly inadequate for anyone other than a moral and religious people. Now, I don't think that's a controversial statement, but man, did it set off the liberals over on Twitter. How dare you, you Christian nationalist, you. Yeah, okay, what's wrong with being a Christian nationalist? I'm a Christian. I'm proud of my country. What's wrong with that? But you have a lot of these David French-style Christians out there, and they got so triggered by Donald Trump that now they've basically become de facto liberals. And anybody who, if you got a flag in your church, and I'm curious, you know, if you guys see this in your church, you have an American flag on, usually what the American flag is on the piano side, and then you have the Christian flag on the organ side. Grace Baker's like, what's an organ? No, it used to be a big, it's like a big box and you have keys.
Hey, hold up. My church plays the organ.
Oh, they do?
Yes. So you read, and I read out of a hymn book.
What, you guys still have hymn books?
Yes. And I'll admit the first time I went there, I was like,
what is that?
How do I read a hymn? Because, you know, it's a piece of music. So I was like, this is a little different for me.
Mm.
Just had to defend myself there. I hear an organ every Sunday.
I'm genuinely shocked here.
Yes.
I thought you would go to one of those churches that's sort of like in a nightclub, and it's got the smoke and the mirrors and, like, you know, the disco ball.
Don't put me in a box.
And, you know, and for communion, they do something cool and edgy for communion, like Krispy Kreme donuts and, you know, Mountain Dew or something.
No.
It's not one of those churches.
No. Very traditional.
Where the pastor wears flip-flops and...
No, they still wear, like, the robes.
Oh, wow. All right, not bathrobes.
No, not bathrobes.
Oh, these are traditional clerical robes.
Yes, not
bathrobes.
That would be terrifying.
Yeah, trust me, it would be. It's nothing... There's nothing worse, and I will just... this may cause controversy. I don't think there's anything worse than a 50-year-old man trying to look like he's 30.
Yeah.
And he's in the pulpit while he's trying to do it.
I've seen some guys wearing skinny jeans on stage that just don't need to be wearing skinny jeans on stage, because I'm seeing things I really don't want to see at that angle.
They're like creaking and cracking, and, you know, the seams are beginning to bulge, and they're just getting ready to split. It
looks like they're a size too small.
Right, exactly. And then the music. And, you know, I know some people try.
Yes, but there's some. I tell you, at some of those kind of, I know what you mean with some of the modern music. It's just all about, like, water references. Have you noticed that? It's like every song is about water.
After worship, I've had to go to the bathroom. You're singing about the ocean for 30 minutes.
Oh yeah,
that's true. Then you have baptisms. Pardon me, I gotta
just a lot of water, and then communion.
I have to step out for a moment, get right with the Lord.
Well, don't worry, they probably have a coffee bar there.
Oh, yes. That's, I wrote a book years ago. I was talking about how woke the church has gotten, and I talked about this church where they had a juice bar, and it was called King of the Juice.
Oh, my goodness. Clever. I'll give them this clever.
Anyway, it is what it is. So anyway, but again, these pastors and with the worship, I actually saw, somebody said this to me, they were looking for a new minister of music. And it used to be where you had to like have music skill, right?
Yeah.
But now all you need to do is be able to strum a guitar and, you know, warble into the microphone.
Warble.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have the stubble and you got to have the hair with the gel. And you have to have the
swagger.
The swag. Yeah, the swagger. Thank you, Grace. And, you know, and then you have to get people to cry and get emotional, right? That's the whole part of the worship now. It's all about emotion, right? It's
not based on
God. It's, you know, that's a God. Just that's, yeah, yeah, we're worshiping God, but really this is about me.
Got to raise the hands.
Got to raise the hands.
Hand motions. You got up high, you got to the side, you got down by your waist.
By the way, can I just throw this out here? And I don't mean to judge, but, you know, if you're at one of those churches where you do raise your hands a lot, could you just put on maybe an extra, you know, just take the deodorant and just maybe.
Oh, no.
Just an extra, you know, just.
Wear an extra long shirt, right?
Extra. Oh, yeah, you got. And especially with the T-shirts. I've seen the T-shirts raise, and nobody wants to see a beer gut in the pew.
No.
Nobody needs to see that. Jesus doesn't want to see that. I'm fairly certain of it. But anyway, somebody sent me this. They said, you're not going to believe this. And they blotted out who it was. I don't know who it was. But they were looking for, they were hiring a worship pastor for a gig. That's what they don't call it Sunday morning worship. It's like a gig. And so anyway, they list the reference. You got to list your qualifications, right?
Sure.
And he was an American Idol reject.
No, he wasn't.
Serious. He was.
Oh, well, hey, if he made it on the show. Well, that could be really good or really bad, because they only show the ones that are really good and the ones that are really bad.
Fair enough. I have no idea what we're even talking about that led to this. I am so far off the trail.
I'm not really sure either.
Oh, we're talking about stupid people?
Oh, we're talking about Christians in America.
Christians in America. Thank you. The Family Research Council. It's Friday. But look, the problem is the churches just aren't engaged anymore, and it's sad, and I'm not sure there's anything. I hope that maybe that can be salvaged. I really do. But they are so far gone, so far woke. I don't know. They've just disengaged. So the churches are going to do their thing, whatever that thing is. So anyway, all that to say, I was reading a story on campusreform.com. And there is a professor, this guy's name, here we go, Nicholas Giordano, and he's a professor of political science at Suffolk Community College in New York. So every year, and this is pretty brilliant, every year this guy quizzes the students. So they come in, and he wants to find out, you know, where they are in their knowledge of American government. And he says it's pretty bad. He says, by and large, most young people in America just don't know anything about their government. They don't know anything about voting. They don't know how Congress works. They don't know what the White House is. So he gives them a quiz. And a passing grade is 70. Now, Grace, going back to my days, back when we used to have A, B, C, D, and F. So the 70 was about as low as you could go in. That's a D.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean that you're stupid, but you're kind of like in moronic area.
Dumb.
Dumb. Yeah. Okay. That's good. D that's dumb. All right. We won't call him a moron, but so D, you got dumb, and then F, you're a failure.
Yep.
You know, that's it. That's it. So anyway, he says by and large, the 70, most people are 70 is where you have to have the passing grade. And he says he's been doing this for 20 years now. And he's never seen people do as poorly on this quiz as they did this year.
Oof.
So he's got 175 students. 175 students. Only 11 of the 175 were actually able to pass the test with a 70 or above.
Oh, we're doomed.
I mean, that's some pretty stupid. So now not only do they not know their government, they don't know their constitution, they don't know how to add or subtract or make change at Walmart, they don't even know their pronouns anymore.
I don't even blame, though, the students as much as I blame the people who taught them growing up, right? Because clearly they're not being taught anything, and then they're just like, okay, well, no, I never studied that before.
The professor writes, and it's a good point you're bringing up, Grace. The professor writes, early on in my teaching career, I found that students came into college lacking a basic understanding of the founding of our country, the Constitution, the roles and responsibilities of our institutions, and the core American political philosophies, including concepts of liberty and freedom. Quote, I decided the best way to measure my students' understanding of the American government was to issue two assignments. On the first day of class, I gave my students a citizenship exam and asked very basic questions about our founding and our system of governments. Here are some of the questions. And the kids couldn't answer these questions. Only 11 of the 175. Who is the Speaker of the House?
Well, duh. Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi. Which branch of government has the power to declare war? That would be Congress. Who is considered the father of the Constitution? How many Supreme Court justices are there? What safeguard is in place to prevent one branch of government from becoming much more powerful than the other branches? All of the following are guaranteed rights under the First Amendment, except, and he would list out whatever those are. He says the overwhelming majority of students fail the exam. After 12 years of administering this test, only 348 students have passed out of 2,176.
You know, Todd, when I was in journalism classes in college, my teacher, and this was clever, she would have quizzes every day we came into class about current events, but she would throw in history questions, too, about America's history, because she was like, it's just as important to understand that as what's going on today. And at first, I found it kind of tough, and then I was really appreciative of it.
So I have a theory about this, and I'd like to hear from, you know what, we're going to hear from our listeners. I'm curious, why do you think it is that kids are so stupid and ignorant about our government and our way of life? Why do you think, I have a theory. I want to hear from you. I will share my theory of why kids are so stupid when it comes to American history. 844-747-8868 is our telephone. No, I'm not calling your kids stupid. I'm just saying in general, why are kids so stupid? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, Grace, I lost my reading glasses somewhere around the building.
Oh.
So can we just get, like, the staff afterwards? I know it's Friday. I already wants to go to the parties and the whatnot, but I need some help here.
I will start crawling around and looking everywhere.
Every nook and cranny
will be not left unturned.
You're very kind.
Thank you.
Jory writes in, talking about why in the world are the schools churning out stupid people? Jory says, Todd, it's dumbing down. It's all part of destroying the middle class. Oh, by the way, Dorothea writes in, Grace, I love hymn books. No overhead screens and rock bands and food and drinks in the sanctuary for me.
Whoa. It does make you focus more.
Would you go to a church that has table service, though? Like, you know how you go to the bar and you sit down, you have like an exclusive VIP section?
You can have that at the movie theater now.
Oh, that's right. Well, the Alamo Draft House.
There you go.
Where you go and they'll actually, you have a little menu and you can fill it out and they're very stealth about the delivery.
That's nice. Well, they would have to be that way in church, too, I guess.
I guess so. I mean, table service for the Lord's Supper.
It's my word.
Delivered directly to your seat. I don't know. You never know. The churches have gone completely woke.
Just trying to keep up with the young folk.
Yeah, I just don't know about that. Anyway, but I want to explain this. Our time is quickly, rapidly expiring for this segment, but I want to explain this to you. Here's what I think is going on. This is all intentional. There's a reason why our public schools are not teaching about the Constitution. They're not teaching about the greatness of America. They're not teaching about our founding fathers. This has been going on for a very long time. The reason why the public schools are doing this is they want people to be stupid. They don't want your kid to know about their civil liberties. They don't want your kids to know that they have rights that are protected under the United States Constitution. They don't want you to know about all of the greatness and the goodness of America. And the reason for that is very simple. How can you fight back if you don't even realize you had rights in the first place? You see, it really is, I think Jory came up with a great word, it really is about the dumbing down of American society. This is all about conditioning our nation to embrace socialism. And it's a very slow, very methodical, very nefarious plan, but it's been very effective. And for a good generation now, we've been sending kids into a public education system, and they've been coming out on the other end, and they've been taught to hate America. And we have paid for it. Our tax dollars, we've paid for all of this nonsense. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it is a whole heck of a lot easier for the socialist, for the government, to control stupid people. And that's what's happening in our public schools. Oh, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. We were finally able to hook up our live feed from Martha's Vineyard. This is the scene right now. Is this outside Obama's house? Do we know? Have we been able to verify that information? I don't know. All right, Grace, get on that. So.
I just finished eating my tacos. I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
Free chips and dip for everybody. I wonder if they'll do the guacamole their table side.
What'd you call it?
The guacamole.
Oh, no.
The guacamole.
Remember, I have a Spanish minor, Todd.
Si, senor. Muy loco. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Jeez, Alou. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Congressman Craig Stubbe. Congressman, you can't help but laugh at the umbrage and the outrage from the rich white liberals at Martha's Vineyard today.
It is, hypocrisy isn't the word anymore. It's just beyond the pale that they all claim that they want to let all these people in. It's a humanitarian crisis of these individuals, and it's a climate crisis, which is why they're all here. And then suddenly they show up in their backyard, and they're putting them on buses and sending them somewhere else. You have people calling in the National Guard. I think it was their governor, called in 125 National Guard service members to help with only two little plane loads of immigrants, which is a fraction of what Texas and Arizona are dealing with every single day on the border. Just in the month of July, 199,000 illegal immigrants have been encountered at the southern border. That is more than my second largest county that I represent, Charlotte County. 190,000 people. A whole county of Floridians have come in illegally into the border just in the month of July. It's just astronomical.
It really is almost like a dark comedy or a farce, but this is real life here. And I know that Hillary Clinton was earlier today on MSDNC. She was accusing your governor of human trafficking by sending the illegals out of Florida. But you know, Congressman, and I know the good people there in Florida's 17th Congressional District, they have to be jaws dropped here hearing this kind of language, knowing that Joe Biden sent 70 plane loads of illegals to Florida and dispersed those people all over the Sunshine State.
Well, and bus after bus after bus of them shipping them predominantly to red states. And, you know, there's a political purpose behind all of that. But they've been doing that ever since Joe Biden became elected. And suddenly Republican governors Democrats are saying that it's an illegal stunt, that they're kidnapping, that they're trafficking these individuals, when the only people that are committing illegal congressional federal acts are the Democrats. The Biden administration is intentionally and deliberately violating federal law every single day on our border. And so much so, the last time Mayorkas was in the Judiciary Committee and we were questioning him, we said, oh, there's over 100,000 illegal immigrants who have had their day in court, who an amnesty judge has said they have to be deported, and you've failed to deport them. So not only they're failing to follow the law on the border, then they're completely ignoring orders from a court to remove these individuals once their asylum case has been heard.
And on top of all of that, I think maybe the icing on the cake here is that we do get to see the rich white liberals for who they really are. And you're right, they are hypocrites. They have opened up their cities and their states. They say they have taken the moral high ground to become sanctuaries for the illegals. And yet when the illegals show up en masse, all of a sudden they're crying foul, when in fact this is how people in the border states have to live every single day of their lives. And it's just not right. And I certainly hope that when a Republican is elected in 2024 to the White House, that we actually secure that border once and for all.
Well, I think we can do it when we take the majority back in 2022, God willing. We take it this November in less than 60 days now and get the gavels in January, because we can use the money comes from the House. And our framers of our Constitution were brilliant in the way they designed our government. So the House controls the purse strings, and we can put riders on the appropriations bill and a simple sentence that says, not a single fund of this dollar that funds the Homeland Security budget shall allow an illegal immigrant to come into our country. And if they violate it, it's a felony and they lose their funding. I mean, there's a lot of tools that we will have when we have the majority back. And I just hope that the American people in the middle of our country, independents and moderates, are seeing this type of hypocrisy from Democrats in these cities that claim to be sanctuary cities, and see what is happening on our border and the crisis that is facing our country because of crime and fentanyl, all a direct result of Biden's border policies.
Congressman Greg Stube on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from the great state of Florida. Congressman, the other big story that we've been following, these FBI raids on anyone connected to Donald Trump. Also word that Facebook was working with the feds on sending them private Facebook messages about election fraud. What concerns you about all of this?
What concerns me is you have a government, you have government actors in violation, again, of federal law, trying to use their position to change the outcome of elections. We now know that there were FBI agents. Zuckerberg said it in public on a radio show. We now know that FBI agents contacted Facebook and encouraged them not to do anything about the Hunter Biden laptop story, because in their decision-making, they determined it was Russian propaganda, which we now know is completely and absolutely false. So you have law enforcement agencies from the highest level and the largest law enforcement agency at the federal government level telling independent private actors what they shouldn't be doing as it relates to the First Amendment for people's right to hear this information to control the outcome of the election. And we now know also that it would have changed the outcome of the election, because it's like 18% or 24% of even Democrats. If they would have known that, they wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden. And again, so important that we take the House back in November to be able to subpoena those records, subpoena those FBI agents, and depose them and ask them very tough questions on the record under oath as to why they thought that they could do that and how that wasn't a violation of federal law.
Well, I hope the Republicans do that. I hope you guys do that, Congressman. We've had our listeners demanding that if, in fact, you guys retake the House, that we've got to have those hearings. We've got to have and hold these people accountable for what they've done, this weaponizing of these government agencies.
100%, and rest assured that Jim Jordan and myself and others on the Judiciary Committee definitely intend on doing that. And even Kevin McCarthy has said that each committee over their oversight authority is going to be doing investigations. Because we may have the House and maybe even the Senate, we know that if we pass some great immigration reform package, that Joe Biden's not going to sign it. So we have to be focused on oversight. We have to be focused on bringing the truth to the American people so that they can see it for themselves. And then, God willing, that'll set us up to elect a Republican in 2024.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Good stuff, as always. Hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me.
All right, Congressman Greg Stube from the 17th Congressional District down in Florida. You know, he said something there about how Joe Biden, they could pass the legislation, they can get that legislation, but the president would not sign it, right? And he's absolutely correct. I want to talk about Lindsey Graham for a moment here. Lindsey Graham is a snake in the grass, plain and simple. I never have trusted the guy. He will always say he has your back until he jabs a big knife into the middle of it. That's just who Lindsey Graham is, and everybody knows that in Washington. So a lot of people were very surprised when Lindsey Graham introduced a new bill that would ban most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Now, a lot of people, and initially, it was like, yeah, way to go, Lindsey Graham, standing up for the unborn. And then it was, wait a second here. What's going on? When you think about the pro-life movement, the first lawmaker that comes to mind is not Lindsey Graham. So why is he doing this? Lindsey Graham knows that the Republicans have no control right now. He can introduce this bill, but it's going to fail. They're not going to get the votes. They're not even going to get enough votes to get this thing out of committee. So why would he do this? Why would he go out and announce all of a sudden, just mere weeks before the midterm elections, that the Republicans are going to crack down even further on abortion? Beyond that, ladies and gentlemen, why would Senator Lindsey Graham do something that flies in the face of the whole point of overturning Roe v. Wade, which is to get the government, the federal government, out of the abortion deciding business? This is a matter for the states, right? That was the argument all along. I hate to be cynical, but I'm wondering if the reason why Lindsey Graham did this is because ultimately he knows this is going to mobilize Democrats to get out and vote in November. This is not about conservatives. This is not about Republicans. This is not about pro-lifers. What Lindsey Graham is doing is trying to give the Democrats a reason to motivate their base so their base gets out and votes on Election Day. And a lot of Republicans are just scratching their head and go, what the heck is going on here? Why would he do this? And we know this is a hot button issue because of what just happened in Kansas, what just happened in West Tennessee in the Memphis elections, where you had super majorities of young women, Democrats, registering to vote, getting out there and voting. And even in pro-life Kansas, you had a pro-life bill that was horribly written go down in defeat. So why would Lindsey Graham do this? Well, I think Lindsey Graham is trying to stop Donald Trump in 2024. And the best way to stop Trump in 2024 is to make sure that Trump candidates lose in the midterm elections. And the best way to do that, in Lindsey Graham's mind and in the minds of the establishment Republicans, is to give the Democrats a bone. And that's what's happened here. You think it's a coincidence that Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, giving a speech at Liberty University this week, you think it's a coincidence that Mike Pence said that the pro-life legislation is more important than the midterms? That's what Mike Pence says. Mike Pence doing an interview with Real Clear Politics. Republicans should not shrink from the fight to implement a national abortion ban. And I completely agree. I'm as pro-life as they come. But the reality is, the political reality is, if you introduce that sort of legislation right now, it's not going anywhere. Why not wait until the Republicans get control of Congress? But that's not what this is all about. And it's becoming very clear that Mike Pence is going to be the go-to guy. He's going to be the attack dog for the establishment Republicans here. And as despicable as this is, they're going to use the abortion issue to try and get out the Democrat vote. That's just downright evil. But that's what they're doing here, folks. That's what they're doing. 844-747-8868. Very simple question. Do you believe that Lindsey Graham should have introduced that pro-life legislation, or should he have waited? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, coming up. up in the next hour, our good buddy David Limbaugh is going to be here, the brother of Rush. David's got a brand new book out, and looking forward to talking with him in just a little while. Also, David Barton from Wall Builders is going to drop by and talk about Constitution Day, and we're going to do some trivia as well. Let's go to the phones in Florida. Dora is hanging out with us, wants to weigh in on Lindsey Graham. Hey, Dora, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. This is the second or third time I've called in a few months, and I'm sorry the first times I called I didn't let you get a word in edgewise. I was so nervous.
Oh, you're doing just fine, Dora.
Thanks. You know, you hit a bell with me on Lindsey Graham. I am so disappointed in this man. He was one of the few Republicans in Congress that I spent money and sent a donation for his reelection. He was out there whining and carrying on how he needed money and he was going to get defeated. But he has, you're absolutely right, been a snake in the grass. He has turned his back on us so many times. Not only this recent statement on abortion, which I believe you're probably right, is politically charged. Right before that statement, he made another one a few weeks back that really caught my eye, and it was about the civil unrest. He was almost inciting a call to arms, and I was so angry when I heard his statements because the left has been trying to gin up some sort of confrontation with us, and we're peace-loving people. We believe in one nation under God, and we don't want civil unrest. We want to take back our chairs of power by political, legal means under our Constitution. That's who we are, and we're the backbone of this country. And Lindsey Graham he should be voted out of office. I think people should get rid of that guy. Same thing with Mitch McConnell or the rest of the damn rhinos. They have misrepresented us now for years, and we need new, fresh blood. What do you think of that, Todd?
Yeah, Dora, I like it, and I think you're spot on accurate. I am so appreciative of your governor, Ron DeSantis. The guy, he's winsome. He's a fighter, but he's also winsome and very clever. Sending all of those illegals to Martha's Vineyard, to Kamala Harris's house. My only issue is he needs to be sending more.
Yes, I agree with you, Todd. I adore the guy. I think he's the best thing that ever happened to our state. I'm glad I moved here. I retired here, and I've watched his rise, and he has been spot on in his policies. The whole Parental Rights Act was a wonderful thing. He stuck up for the parents in this country. What he did in terms of these illegal immigrants is remarkable. I think it was a brilliant stroke of genius to send immigrants to sanctuary cities because it really shows the left's hypocrisy. When they have to pay for these illegals, when they have to house them, we all as Christians, of course, have a great concern for immigrants and immigration, but legal immigration, not illegal immigration. And Ron has been just wonderful. I look forward to his leadership in the future. I think he will grow and become one of our great leaders nationally as well as here in Florida.
Dora, great comments. As always, you did a terrific job. You give us a call back. Real quick, let's go to James in Arkansas. James, what say you?
Well, Todd, you know, the way the Democrats and Republicans are acting right now reminds me a whole lot when I was in the Middle East. You know, they had different factions over there that hate each other. But when America came, they said, well, I hate you and you hate me. But we hate him more, so we'll run him off and then we'll go back to fighting. And basically, that's what the Democrats and the Republicans are trying to do to Donald Trump right now. They're like, well, he's going to come in and mess up our party, so we both hate him more than each other, so we'll run him away, and then we'll go back to fighting.
James, it's all about the money, and the Republicans are dipping their hands into the cookie jar as much as the Democrats are. Trump was cracking down on that, which is why you're absolutely right. The Democrats and the Republicans are ganging up on Donald Trump. You've got that 1,000% correct. James, got to run. We've got to take a break. By the way, the next time one of those Christian liberals says, well, we've just got to take care of all of the illegals, ask them how many. how many illegals are we supposed to be taken care of? See what they do at that point. All right, guys, stick around, everybody. We got hour three coming up. We'll be right back.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, America. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. So good to have you with us, broadcasting from border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Oh, my goodness. What a week, ladies and gentlemen. Heading out tomorrow, we'll be in California for a good chunk of the week. We'll be broadcasting a couple of shows from out there, and then back to Memphis by midweek. And we would love for you to be a part of the great conference if you're listening to us out in California, the Big Spiritual Leadership Conference. That's at Lancaster Baptist Church in northern Los Angeles County. And we would love for you to be a part of that great weekend. Several thousand people are going to be on the campus of Lancaster and West Coast Baptist College. And we would love to see you there as well. Tomorrow, in addition to being a big college football day, go Big Orange, is also Constitution Day. And we can't think of a finer person to talk about the Constitution than our good friend David Barton from Wall Builders. David, good to have you with us today.
Well, Todd, I'm going to have to fill in. This is Tim Barton, David's son, also from Wall Builders. But it's good to be with you if I can jump in and join the show.
Glad to do it, Tim. All right, good to have you with us today. Tomorrow, Constitution Day. Tell everybody why that is important.
Yeah, because the U.S. Constitution is the longest-lasting governing document literally in the history of the world. The average constitution in world history lasts only 17 years on average. And we're well over 230 years under this unique governing document. The founding fathers put something in place with the idea of the separation of powers, of checks and balances, of not letting one individual, one monarch or king or even president have the total say, and really recognizing that authority came from we the people. This is an incredible document, and it should be remembered and celebrated.
You know, we just did a story from a community college in New York. The professor, for a number of decades, has been quizzing his students, first for their government class, just to find out what they know about the Constitution, what they know about our founding fathers. And he said out of the 175 students that he had, only 11 students, Tim, actually knew anything about the Constitution. Are you surprised by that?
Well, unfortunately, no. It's something that is shocking every time we hear it, but it's, you know, we live in a world where the shocking is not always surprising anymore. It's something we kind of come to expect because it's been a very intentional move by the educational structure and system where right now most public schools, we're not even having kids read the Declaration or read the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. And so if our kids don't even know what these documents are, then they certainly will never recognize when our politicians violate some basic principles the founding fathers laid out for this nation in those original documents. So it's not surprising. It is very sad. It continues to be shocking, the level of ignorance. But I would say it's probably something that's been very intentional for many of those in the educational institution.
No, I would agree with that. And we were talking about that in the last hour, the intentionality. Again, how can you fight for freedoms that you don't even know you have?
Exactly. Yeah, when most Americans cannot even name the five freedoms in the First Amendment, where we have the freedom of religion and speech and press and assembly and petition. But what's even crazy is so often the First Amendment cases that deal specifically with religious liberty, we're arguing, well, we have the freedom of speech. Well, we do have the freedom of speech. We also have the freedom of religious expression, which is also being violated all over this country. But because most people don't even know the same notion of the freedom of speech, we have the same freedom of religion. We don't even know these freedoms of the First Amendment. And to your point, if we don't know them, we certainly can't protect and defend them. And it's also one of the great things we saw this summer from the U.S. Supreme Court, where there were so many cases, there was a week where six or seven cases recognizing some of these God-given constitutional rights, preserving, restoring some of these rights. Fortunately, we do have some appointed judges. Trump did a great job in that, getting some judges there who recognize the Constitution uses specific words on purpose and for a reason, and it's to protect our God-given rights. But again, we the people have to learn those rights if we're going to continue to enjoy those freedoms.
Tim Barton from Wall Builders is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Wallbuilders.com is the website, and we have a link to this great, great wealth of resources over on our live show blog. Tim, what would you suggest that parents do? I wrote a book a couple of years ago, and I did a whole chapter calling for moms and dads to take personal responsibility for teaching their kids about the Constitution. What advice do you give to moms and dads, and what resources do you guys have to help them out?
Yeah, I think your advice is great. We first of all, need to go back and actually read this one time. The Constitution is not that big. It's not that long, but it can be a little weird for people to read it the first time because there's phrases that might not make a lot of sense, but there are great commentaries out there. Our website, wallbuilders.com, we have a lot of information about the founding fathers. But I would say even to understand the Constitution, you really got to back up to the Declaration of Independence, because this is where the founding fathers laid out the philosophy of government and the philosophy when they said, wield these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their creator with certain rights, and that government exists to secure those rights. The premise of American government was that there was a God, that he gave rights to man, and government's primary purpose was to protect those God-given rights. And so as you read the Constitution, you need the understanding of their philosophy from the Declaration. When you read that it's we the people, well, the Declaration talked about the consent of the governed. And so these phrases from this philosophy in the Declaration are explained and defended in the Constitution. So if you read the Declaration, get their philosophy, get their ideas, and then you see in the Constitution how they protect and defend that, where actually the most powerful branch of government is Congress, because Congress has the most direct connection to the people, because in Congress, in the House, there's elections every 2 years, and the Senate's every six, but the House was the one directly representing the people. All of these things, which may maybe sound weird for people who are not poli-sci majors, or maybe government's not their thing, it might be a little different, but what you will see is there's direct connections, there's reasons why they did what they did, and they explained it to make sure that there was checks and balances so that the rights of the people would always be protected from tyrants, that they would be shocked and aghast at where we are today with the abuse we're seeing from mayors, from governors, from president, from Congress, from, right, you kind of go across the board where we're seeing individuals taking positions where they should be serving the people, and yet they are violating the very rights of the people they're supposed to be protecting. This is where we would encourage people, read the Declaration, read the Constitution, get familiar with the Bill of Rights, so that when we see government leaders and officials doing something they're not supposed to do, we actually will recognize and know what they're violating and be able to hold them more accountable. So moms and dads, definitely read the Declaration, read the Constitution with your kids. You can go to wallbuilders.com, and we have lots of resources there. One called Constitution Alive, where we actually go through a lot of the Constitution explaining those details. But it really just starts with going back and reading and relearning our history.
You know, Tim, I've been watching the television coverage of Queen Elizabeth II's death, and we certainly mourn her loss, and we celebrate her life, and people standing in line for upwards of 14, 15 hours waiting to pay their respects. And then you look at what's happening here in this country, where I think people are showing more respect and reverence to Queen Elizabeth, and not so much to our country, to our founding documents, to the fact that we fought a war to free ourselves from the tyranny of the British.
Yeah, there's a lot of ironies. I think it's also telling the fact that we have so many Americans looking so highly on the Queen. She was a level of stability for a lot of people for a long time. And even though not really for us as Americans, it's something people saw stability. And I think because we're seeing so much instability under the Biden administration, we're seeing so much instability under so many Democrat leaders and mayors and governors, that people look at that and go, man, right? Wasn't it easy when there was somebody stable there? Well, yes, when you have better leaders, it makes a difference. And not that she didn't have her own issues and et cetera. But to your point, it is kind of crazy that we are looking at a monarch, and there are people romanticizing the monarch, not recognizing there was a reason we wanted to get out from under a monarch. Because if there's only one person in charge and nobody has a vote, nobody has a say, you can't elect a new leader. That's a very dangerous position to be in, because then you're at the benevolence of that individual who could become a tyrant. The founding fathers were much wiser, and they recognized that it should be a representation of we the people. It's the consent of the governed. There should be an elective process. That's why the Constitution guarantees that we will always have a republic here in America, not a true democracy, which is what the liberals want to pretend like it should be. No, it's a republic. We elect leaders to go represent us, and they're bound by the limitations of the Constitution, which lays the framework out for the way our government is supposed to operate.
All right, Tim, good stuff, as always, and we're going to leave it there. Do you guys, what you have like a party cake or something tomorrow? How do you commemorate the day?
We probably will go out and shoot some guns, just as the founding fathers intended.
Love it. Maybe some Sam Adams.
All of the above.
Tim, all right. We're going to leave it there. Thank you again. Wallbuilders.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's wallbuilders.com. Just a wealth, a treasure trove of great information for you and your families. Tim, God bless. And, of course, we want to do our part, and we want to give away some stuff as well. So we're going to throw out a couple of trivia questions this hour just to see how well you know the our founding documents. All right, here is the first question. We want to know, who was the oldest person to sign the Constitution? The oldest person of our founding fathers to sign the Constitution. If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. Again, that's 844-747-8868. The oldest person to sign the Constitution. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Getting ready for Constitution Day tomorrow, and we have a couple of trivia questions out. Let's go to the phones. Arkansas, Beverly is hanging out with us. Beverly, how are you today?
How are you doing?
Beverly, I'm doing well, thank you. We're going to try to win you a prize. We want to know the name of the oldest person to sign the Constitution. Who is that, Beverly?
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, that's right, Beverly. Benjamin Franklin, the oldest person to sign the Constitution. You know, he was 81 years old.
Yes, yes.
And we sure are glad that he did that. And he and Thomas Jefferson, Sam Adams, John Adams, great group of founding fathers there. Beverly, we're going to put you on hold. And we're going to send you a personally autographed copy of one of my books. Let's do Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. And we're going to throw out another trivia question, So if you know the answer, get ready to call. Well, I told you, folks, we come loaded for bear today. We did. All right. We want to know, what was the first state to ratify the Constitution? The first state in the Union to ratify the Constitution. 844-747-8868. If you know the answer to that question, that's 844-747-8868, the first state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. Well, some bad news for little Donnie Lemon. Don Lemon lost his nighttime gig. Nobody was watching. It was just horrible, horrible TV. So now they've decided to put Don Lemon on the morning show, which is clearly a demotion, but that's not how Don Lemon sees it. Cut number six.
I was presented with an opportunity that I can't pass up at this network, and we have a new boss who is a morning show impresario, and he wants a morning show that will kick off the editorial direction of the network every single day, and I am honored that he asked me to do it. And for all of those who are out there saying, oh, he moved me and without my, he asked me and I said yes. I could have said no. This is my show. I have a contract for this show. I decided that I would take him up on that and take this journey with him. So this is not someone moving me. And by the way, this is not someone saying, you must move to the right, Don Lemon. You must not be so, give so much of your perspective. None of that has happened. All of that is fodder for Twitter, which is not real. So stop it. I was not demoted. None of that. This is an opportunity. This is a promotion. This is an opportunity for me to create something around me, and I get to work with two great ladies who you know. Poppy Harlow, who I've known for more than a decade. I went to her wedding in Slovenia. I know her children. I know her husband. And Caitlin Collins, same thing. We've been friends since Caitlin has been at the network.
All right, there you go. So Don Lemon, now one of the girls on the morning show there at CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
You know, I haven't heard from Judge Joe Brown in a long time. Thank you, Judge. Always appreciate your great analysis here of CNN. Let's go to the phones here. Again, the trivia question out. Statesville, North Carolina, Bill, WSIC, our great affiliate. Bill, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you, Todd?
Bill, I'm doing well. We're going to try to make you a winner today. We want to know, what was the first state to ratify the U.S. Constitution?
Well, very ironically, Delaware.
Yes, you're right. It is ironic, isn't it? Delaware happened on December 7th, 1787. They became the first state to vote. All 30 delegates, it was unanimous, voting to ratify and marking their place in history. And unfortunately, they may go down as also giving us the worst president in American history, Bill.
Yeah, they were one of the prime drivers for the having the two senator deal, you know, in each houses, you know, the representatives and in the Senate for equal representation, the whole structure for the bicameral house.
They were
one of the drivers because it's the smallest state.
You're absolutely right. It was the smallest state. So there you go. All right, Bill, we're going to put you on hold. We appreciate you playing along for the day. And Grace is going to get your info, and we're going to send you a prize package in the mail. I want to go to Salem, Oregon. Tom on KYKN wants to weigh in on the illegals. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind?
Hi there. Thank you. Yeah, I was thinking, you know, if they don't like our new immigrants, then how about some of these people that are, in essence, endorsed by George Soros, because he put in these DAs in a lot of the major cities. And so the people that those DAs are turning back on the streets, why don't we just send them to Martha's Vineyard? At least they're probably citizens, you know, and all that.
I like that. That's a good point, actually, Tom. But you guys,
yeah, if they can't handle the illegals from out of the country, how about the criminals from inside the country?
Maybe you folks in, yeah, I tell you, I mean, Salem, Portland is just right up the road from you guys. That might be an option. So, could you imagine Antifa showing up in Martha's Vineyard?
And plus there's plenty of places that probably extra rooms there that they could rent, people could rent out and see if they can convert some of these criminals to nice way of life.
You see, I like this idea, Tom, and again, you know, Barack and Michelle, the mortgage has got to be killing them on that multi-bazillion dollar mansion. They could rent out some rooms. They've got 10 bedrooms. They could rent out the rooms and get a lot of extra spending cash. All right, Tom, great idea. Thank you for that. Folks, we've got to take a break here. By the way, we will have more trivia coming up, so stick around. Also, David Limbaugh, brand new book out. We're going to be talking with him next. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Just a programming note here, folks. It's live radio. Stuff happens. What can you do? So we're going to have Limbaugh on. David Limbaugh is going to join us on Monday's show. We'll have a little bit more time to talk with him about his great new book. And hello. So we'll be speaking with David on Monday. And the book, by the way, if you haven't gotten a copy of it, it's called The Resurrected Jesus, The Church in the New Testament. Now, this is, it's the fifth installment of this book. David is a lawyer, and so he takes his lawyer, he puts on his lawyer hat, and he takes a look at the life and the ministry of Jesus Christ through his lens of an attorney. And it is absolutely fascinating. And of course, we'll also ask David about how the family's been doing since the passing of El Rushbo. You know, David was my agent at Fox News for a number of years and just a great man, great attorney. He's a good person to have on your side, and he's a good friend of this program. So anyway, we'll be talking to David on Monday on the Todd Stearns Radio Show from California, actually. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. I want to throw out yet another trivia question. There were two presidents that actually signed the Constitution, actually more than that. But we need you to name one of the two presidents that signed the Constitution, one of the two presidents who signed the Constitution. Give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868 if you know the answer. All right. So, look, a lot of big controversy. Ron DeSantis triggered every Democrat in America by sending all of those illegals to Martha's Vineyard. It's unbelievable. We've got some audio from Chip Roy, and guys, when we get that ready, just let me know. Chip Roy just moments ago throwing down the gauntlet when it comes to Homeland Security. But now Gavin Newsom is raising a big stink, and he actually wants DeSantis investigated for kidnapping the illegals. So Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, now calling for Ron DeSantis. First, he called him a disgrace, and now wants the Justice Department to investigate him for kidnapping the illegals and sending them to Martha's Vineyard. In response, DeSantis says that he thinks that Gavin Newsom's hair gel is interfering with his brain function. So it's getting a little ugly there. But again, I go back to this idea that every single illegal that's crossing the border should be given a one-way ticket to Chicago, San Francisco, Portland, New York City, Martha's Vineyard, heck, Newport Beach. Let's send them over to Newport Beach over in Rhode Island. And until the liberals watch their own cities become overrun, become third world hellholes, infested with crime, with drug use, with filth, they're never going to learn their lesson. So I just say we got to teach them a lesson here. And we need to be sending more illegals to these cities that are run by the left. And by the way, this is what they want, right? This is what they want. They're sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. We ought to take them up on their offer. And that's all Ron DeSantis is doing here. That's all Ron DeSantis is doing. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Shirley is on the line. WDUN, our great station there. Hi, Shirley. How are you?
Hi, fine. How are you?
You know, Shirley, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. We're going to try to win you a prize here. We need you to name one of the two U.S. presidents who actually signed the Constitution. Who? Just name one.
George Washington.
Shirley, you could have also said James Madison, but you also said George Washington, and that makes you a winner. And Shirley, we're going to send you a signed copy of one of my books, if that's okay.
Good.
All right. Well, congratulations, Shirley. We're going to put you on hold, and Grace is going to get all of your great information. You know, we're so honored and blessed to be partnering with our friends at Patriot Mobile. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. Now, a lot of you probably after work today, you're going to go down, you're going to pay your bill over at the phone store, but you don't have to do that anymore. No, you need to consider switching to Patriot Mobile, and here's the reason why. When if you're with one of the other guys, and I was with AT&T for a very long time, every time I paid my bill, they would take a portion of that money and they would support some sort of a left-wing cause. And it really bothered me. And that's why I love Patriot Mobile, because they actually support organizations that I care about. They're supporting organizations that are fighting to kick out all of these liberals on the school boards. And so when I pay my bill, I know that a portion of that is going for a good cause. And so I want you to consider switching over to Patriot Mobile right now. They've got a great website, patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. And if you're a veteran, if you're a first responder, man, do they have some great discounts for you. If you utilize my promo code Todd, they're going to give you free activation, and they're also going to give you a free gift. But you got to give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Or go to their website, patriotmobile.com/Todd. And be sure to use that promo code Todd, and they're going to get you hooked up with some incredible, incredible cell phone service. All right, I want to play some audio here. Cedric the Entertainer is not too happy with our friend Herschel Walker over in Georgia.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Said the Entertainer. How you doing, everybody? Listen, we got big election stuff coming up right
good.
Now. I need everybody to get involved. We got stop. We got to fight against the ignorance that's going on out there, especially in the state of Georgia. Lord, you know they said life is like a box of chocolates. Well, Hershey's Walker is one of these chocolates that you don't want. You know the ones where you get a box of chocolates and you be like, ugh, that's him. I mean, the man is ridiculous, dog. I mean, some of the stuff he's saying, we just got to be very concerned about the educational system, one. Two, we already got senators that's like, you know, Marjorie Taylor that's crazy than a mug. We don't need to add no more crazy to that mix. You hear me? Especially not this, not with the haircut and the extra muscles. I think he's on creatine. I think he's still back from the day when they were shooting stuff up and they was trying to put in their muscles, something going on where it turned off a switch. I mean, the man talking about it, we, you know, if humans are from apes, why are we still not apes? What, Herschel Walker? Come on, man. You know, our bad air floated over to China and mixed with their good air and turned in. It was a recycling air situation. What, bruh? I don't know what this man's talking about. Guys, we got to defeat him. We got to beat him. We got to stop him. Y'all know what it is. Let's go. Let's get involved.
So, this is Cedric the Entertainer. Now, I'm just for full disclosure here, I actually like Cedric the Entertainer. I've watched Barbershop 1, 2, and 3 was kind of sucky, but actually 2 was too. But Barbershop 1 was really good. And I see what's the there's a TV show he's on. Is that Cedric the Entertainer? There's a TV show. Does he star on that with the neighbor? Is that where the white guy moves in next door in Los Angeles? You'll have to check me on that. But I think it's called The Neighbor. Anyway, it's a funny show.
The Neighborhood.
The Neighborhood. Thank
Almost
you.
Got it.
The Neighborhood. And Grace, look, I think it's a funny show, but clearly whoever's writing that hates white people.
Oh,
and so because
I haven't seen it.
White people are the stupid people. I mean, the white character's stupid. You know, they don't know anything. They're not woke.
I'm guessing they have no dance moves.
No dance moves. So, I mean, it's one of those. And you know what? Fine, whatever. But it's still sort of funny. But I think it's interesting that Cedric the Entertainer is talking about the ignorance. I'm going to talk about the ignorance of Hershey Walker. They call him Hershey? Is that it? Hershey, like a candy bar? Oh, is that sort of like, was it the mayor of New Orleans, Ray Nagin, talking about how New Orleans is always going to be a chocolate city? A chocolate city. No, Grace, you don't think I'm not making that up. You should Google it.
Really?
After Hurricane Katrina, Ray Nagin, the mayor, the black mayor of New Orleans, said that his city was always going to be a chocolate city.
Dang.
Not milk chocolate like some. Well, never. I can't go down that path.
Don't.
No, it's biracial chocolate. I don't. I'm just saying. I'm just repeating what they're. Anyway. So So you got Cedric the Entertainer out there calling poor Herschel Walker, who, by the way, is a good man. And, you know, okay, fine. He is not the greatest orator in the world. But look, Barack Obama was a pretty darn good orator, but he didn't say anything, right? Didn't do anything. And I do believe that at the end of the day, if Herschel Walker is elected to the U.S. Senate, he's going to be a conservative senator. I think he's going to stand up for conservative values. Now, you people in Georgia are ultimately going to have to make that decision for yourselves. And I'm curious, you folks in Georgia, do you believe that Herschel Walker is going to represent conservative values and ideals if he's elected to the U.S. Senate? Dog ignorance. Really? I mean, really, Cedric the Entertainer? I mean, really? You're gonna question someone's education, their background, when you can't even say the word correctly, sir? It's called ignorance, not ignorance. Dog. Really? I mean, is that what you're going to do, Cedric the Entertainer? What did he say that he was on? He said Herschel was on some sort of what? Powders or something?
Creatine.
Well, I would take a good look at Cedric the Entertainer. Looks like he's been on some hot wings and sweet potato pie. If I just say so myself.
God.
What?
Nothing.
He's a little well-rounded there. I'm just saying, he's calling out Herschel Walker. We're going to call out Cedric the Entertainer. Oh, pardon me. Cedric Antonio Kyles. Now I know why he goes Cedric the Entertainer. I mean, really, come on now.
All these musicians and actors getting involved in politics, it's like, do you really think a video message is going to make people go out and vote for your candidate? Like, really? I don't get it.
It's sad. But it's true. I mean, all these, just, you know what, just go out there. Back in the day, when I went to a movie, I didn't know if John Wayne was a Republican or a Democrat. You know, because he's just a good actor. Or Buddy Ebsen, when he was on, what was that TV show, the Buddy Ebsen?
I'm not going to know.
I know. You don't know who I was talking about. But
nope.
Or Andy Griffith, Matlock, okay. Back in the day. Well, unfortunately, Andy turned out to be a lib, but it was unfortunate.
He did?
Well, but we didn't know that back during the Andy Griffith show.
He hit it well.
Yeah, he was in the closet, so to speak, politically speaking. But you didn't. But nowadays, it's just like, you know, you can't just be a good entertainer. You've got to be able to weigh in on the, you know, whatever the issue is. And here's the problem: when you do that, and you're someone like Cedric the Entertainer, you just come across as ignorant dog. We'll be right back.
We are going to demand out of our Republican leadership that we secure the border of the United States and that we not fund one more penny to a Department of Homeland Security that refuses to secure the border of the United States.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. That was Congressman Chip Roy just a few moments ago, and he went on to say a lot of other stuff as well. We'll try to get that. We'll try to get that for you a little bit later on. 844-747-8868. That's our toll free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Following some other video coming out of Washington. We'll get this up on the live show blog here momentarily. Senator, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was accosted by all of these anti-gun people, and one of them got real nasty and like stood in front of her as she was trying to walk. So it's one of these walk and talk things, and Greene was walking, and then the person just keeps stopping, and Marjorie just keeps like. Just bumping into her. And so now the accusation is, oh, my word, Marjorie's kicking me. She's kicking me.
I saw this, and I saw she was trending on Twitter, and I was like, what in the world? What'd she say? What'd she do? And then I saw the video, and I was like, what? Why are these people complaining? They were just upset, I guess, that they couldn't get to her another way, so they're just now saying she kicked them?
I mean, I mean, if somebody literally, like, you're walking and you're carrying on a conversation,
yeah,
and clearly she's trying to answer these idiots' questions, and you're going to jump in front of her, and then, like, it's kind of like they do in traffic where, you know, someone just zips in front of you and then slams on the brakes.
That's what the
brunette chick did.
Yes.
So I'm fairly certain if Marjorie Taylor Greene had actually kicked her, she would not be able to talk right now.
That's true.
She'd be plastered on the, she'd be laying on the ground somewhere.
Especially having those high heels on. Those things are sharp.
Oh, yeah. They'll put a hurting on somebody. They're a weapon
and fashionable. What can I say?
So, anyway, we'll post the video and you can see for yourself. But Marjorie is not out there beating the living daylights out of the anti-gun crowd. These people are pretty ruthless. By the way, there is some great audio of the illegals, and they're talking to Fox News about what's really going on here. Cut number one.
Vice President Harris said that the border is closed. Is the border closed? Do you believe that the border is closed or is it open?
It's open, not closed. The border is open.
The border is open. Do you believe that all the migrants believe that the border is open?
Yeah, everybody believes that the border is open. It's open because we enter, we come in free, no problem.
But it's open for you to come illegally, right?
Illegally, yes, illegally, that's true.
And you came illegally?
Yeah, we came illegally, not legal.
Jeez. But Biden says nothing's happening down there, folks. It really is some sort of like a dark comedy, right? Where we all know what's going on. We can all see it with our own eyes. I mean, even the folks at Martha's Vineyard, like, not in my backyard. Yeah, you keep on moving. So where they go? So you wonder now, all right, what happens when they get to the next town? How do you think those people are going to? Sooner or later, they'll all just end up in Boston. Right. Or they can just pile them on the Acela Express and send them down to New York or Washington, D.C. Stick them in first class. By the way, can I just say something about Amtrak travel? And when I worked at Fox News, everybody loved to take the Amtrak. They would take they call it the Acela Express. And it would stop in Philadelphia and then on into Baltimore and D.C. And it is the filthiest train cars it's just disgusting. So I thought, you know what, maybe I'll just, you know, I'll ride up in the first class compartments and they're just as bad. But again, Amtrak is run by the government, so it's not a surprise that it's a great big cesspool. Well, it's been a crazy week. ToddStarnes.com. We have lots of great stories for you to check out there. Thank you for being so kind to us as we've been on the road traveling. We'll be broadcasting from California. If you're in the neighborhood, drop by and say hello. We would love to see you. I want to thank our great team here, Kyle and Grace. Folks, you get out there. Have a great Friday. Have fun at the football games. But whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.